You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 39.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Teresa Marone. Teresa is an expert in conscious content marketing. She has used her background and experience of winning United States Ballroom Championships to become an independent video writer and producer for Culture International Films, establishing herself as the top expert in the instructional ballroom field. Her videos have been featured on Dancing with the Stars and are bestsellers on Amazon.com and offered worldwide by retailers like Walmart, Barnes & Noble, ProDance, and Dance Vision. Her products have been featured as picks of the day on Amazon for 21 weeks in a row. She has continued to evolve in the self-help genre as an international best-selling author, a passionate event speaker, and is the host of Gems of Wisdom with Teresa Marone. Conscious content is changing the world. Welcome, Teresa, to Mindful Marketing. How are you today?
I'm great. It's great to be on your show today, Kimberly.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for being here. And I want to start by talking about your personal journey and what was your path? How did you end up creating Joyful Journeys? And tell us your personal story and all the fun stuff that happened to get there.
Well, you know, we all have a similar journey in that no one can see the end. And when I very first started on my journey into what I'm doing right now, it looked completely different. It looked like being involved as a United States Championship ballroom dancer. And I mean, how does that segue into the type of thing that I'm doing now? Now I'm the Learn To Queen, you know, and I'm about message clarity and content development, conscious content development, particularly in the self-help and personal development genre. But what happened is back in the late 80s, early 90s, I was contacted by Culture International Films, who are a premier production company known worldwide for high-end artistic performance and instructional type things with ballet and symphony and opera. And they wanted to branch into the how-to field or the learn-to field. And they contacted me to make my very first ballroom dancing for beginners instructional film. And I'd never done anything like that before, but it ended up working out pretty well, and we continued to make ballroom dancing for intermediate, then advanced. And then something came about that just kind of was a game changer, and it's called Amazon.
That little thing called Amazon.
Just a little baby, you know, cottage industry business opened up, and they were a bookstore, but by the end of their first year in business, they were offering videos, and Culture placed mine. And so as it turned out, I was one of the first vendors on Amazon, and I mean, the game changed forever at that point with online marketing and being able to reach out and do things like what we're doing right now. But we, you know, we released country dancing for a three-part series and Latin dancing and Do You Want to Dance and Ultimate Line Dance and, you know, swing dance. And we were just exploding. And what happened was, through working with the very best in the business, Culture International Films, we learned how to turn a script into an audio or a video or an ebook. And we came up with this system that I right now am sharing with everyone. And the thing is that the instructional format that we developed works perfectly for self-help and personal development, because we were learning how to solve a problem through a product. And the problem we were solving was two left feet.
It's a great problem.
I know, but you can see the analogy, and it works so well in the self-help and personal development business that when I got involved in energy medicine, which I had always been involved in holistic medicine, but energy medicine just kind of blew me away, I completely changed my career track. And really, I took like 3 years off just to study it. And I did research and I started a personal practice, a private practice here in Houston, so I could research the effects of energy medicine, particularly as it can help us with stress management, holistic stress management. And I wrote a book about it. And it's just kind of led me to a two-part plan. First of all, I create products in the holistic stress management field. And I also share my secrets on how to do that with others. And I tell you, I just love it, Kimberly. I love every single day. It's creative and fun. And the people that are drawn to me are people who really want to make a difference. In fact, they're people who are changing lives and changing the world every single day, one at a time.
These are the best clients to have, right? When we're all trying to make a difference. That is such an amazing thing.
Exactly.
So I know one of the things that you love is message clarity. And as we're talking about these amazing clients, so how do you determine who your client is and how are you marketing to them through your messaging?
Well, what my tagline is helping you so you can help others. And what I've noticed in the self-help and personal development field, coming from the business background, because I did run a brick and mortar business for 20 years with employees and, you know, quarterly taxes and all the different things that you have to do when you run a business, of course, is when you get yourself into the business of changing the world, a lot of the details seem pedantic, or a better way to put it is they seem inappropriate. You know, it's kind of difficult to be talking to someone whose life has just fallen apart and they've got to make some really difficult choices, whether that's drug addiction or abusive relationships, health crises, nutritional crises, or self-love and, you know, really damage. It's hard to say, and, you know, that'll be $300, please. You know, it's hard to segue from helping someone overcome a difficult moment into asking for the check. And so a lot of self-help and personal development people end up giving a free session or, you know, say, oh, that's all right, you can pay me next week. Or they don't put the business of the business into the business because it's uncomfortable. And I get that. I've been in the same position. Have you?
Have you? It's the biggest thing. And I see that with my clients over and over as well. But you're helping. But yeah, you feel that uncomfortable. So, you know, I like to call it the energy of money. So we're asking for the energy for the value that we're giving. And that seems to sort of help, but it's still uncomfortable.
Yes. So, you know, we're getting to know each other, Kimberly. So I'll just tell you, I teach you to get your clients' full attention in a way in three easy steps so that you don't have to ask for the money. Do you think that you'd like to hear about that?
I think I and everyone listening would love to hear about that.
Oh, very, very cool. Well, now I want to make this fun because, you know, this can turn into a very serious conversation when you're talking about changing the world, right? Because all of us really do have a sense and a side of us that this is really not a joke, but I like to keep it light anyway. So the first thing that you need to do is make sure that you have message clarity. And I know that everyone talks about that and everyone thinks that they have that. And it's very, very difficult not to have message clarity when you're working 14 or 15 hours a day in order to just keep your head above water. You know, message clarity is something that you really feel you have. But on the other hand, I do know, I've got a little checklist. There's something that you should say in the very first 30 seconds when you meet a collaboration partner, a referral partner, or a potential client that really shows that you have message clarity and gets you and the person you're talking to on the same page right away. And this saves you a lot of time. So would you like to hear my clarity checklist?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Bring it on, baby. Well, all right. So if you're in the self-help and personal development business and you want to know if you really do have message clarity, I'm going to ask you a series of questions and you kind of think in your head, is your answer to what do you do either too complicated or too vague? Do you expect that your ideal client is going to trust your process and get you? Has a potential client had a free consultation with you and then passed on your services and chosen someone else very similar to you? Do you have a free offer that regularly brings you paid clientele? Have you ever lost the full attention of a potential client and kind of seen their eyes glaze over and wondered why? Do you think you can show them what you do and then you just end up giving your time away? Can you summarize your one-hour session into 30 seconds or one written paragraph? And is your first meeting with the client about exploring your facets, like showing the menu? If all of those things or any of those things is something that you regularly have as part of your business, then the answer is no, you do not have message clarity, because all of those things indicate that you are working way too hard to get what it is that you do as an expert, who benefits from it, and what problem you solve into the conversation soon enough. And you need to really focus on those as your clarity goals. Why you're an expert, who benefits from it, and what problem you solve should be the first two sentences that anyone hears from you, and that will take care of all the rest of those problems.
That's amazing how so many businesses just, they skim over that. And I know one of my big things when I'm working with my clients is creating the avatar. Who is the client? And then what's the problem and the solution? And it's hard. A lot of times, you know, they're deep in their business and they're trying to figure out what the next steps are and forget to step back. And this is an awesome checklist. I love it.
Oh, thank you. But, you know, so many of us compare ourselves to the CPA or the lawyer or the professional out there that is worth $300 or even much, much more. And they all have the certifications on the wall and they all have, you know, the Harvard Business School or, you know, Rice University credentials. And then we come in and, you know, we're like, okay, I studied with this person for 2 years and then I went to Bolivia and, you know, and you want to kind of say, I'm worth it. And you give all these examples. But the truth of the matter is that for all the clients that I've had in the personal development and self-help business that I have, which is a holistic energy practice, I have never had one client who was about to write me a check pull the pen away from the check and look at me and say, can I see your diploma? I mean, that has literally never happened to me. They really, really, really don't care about your diploma. What they care is, do you have the answer and the solution to the problem that I currently have? And if you can prove in a very short time, the shorter the better, that you can solve the problem that they currently have, then you've got a client. Then it's up to you to have the proof in the pudding and do what you said you couldn't do.
That's such a fantastic point. And I love how you say it doesn't take the diploma. I have clients ask that question. They're like, but I don't have a background in X as much as someone else. What is someone going to say? And I'm like, they're not going to say anything if you're solving a problem.
That's right. You are not going to ever have someone want to see. I mean, you know, there's a thing about traditional Western medicine. I would never go to a doctor who wasn't certified. You know, that would never happen. But holistic practitioners, there's a fit, there's a resonance, there's a jungle drum, you know, that you know you're supposed to be with that tribe. And what you're supposed to do in this business is send out that tribal message with such clarity that everyone in the jungle that's supposed to be in your tribe hears your drum and comes running up and sits around your campfire. And, you know, that's just the way that this stuff works.
Beautifully said. I like the drum.
Me too. I love my jungle drum.
Fantastic.
So I just want to expound a little bit on the clarity goals, why you're the expert, who benefits from the solution to the problem, and what your results are. And this is just a really short thing. And then we can get to something. I know you've got a list of questions for me, Kimberly.
Well, you know, you're providing such fantastic content. That's all that really matters.
Oh, thank you. Well, the three clarity goals are, first of all, your personal clarity goal. And that's why you do what you do. And that's what problem that you solve. And this really is your aha moment. You need to do a deep soul search, because the fact that you, let's say, practice energy medicine, or you're a naturopath, or you're a hypnotherapist, or a life coach, or a relationship coach, this was all about your stuff. I mean, you had a problem, right? And you wanted to solve it. So what you did in your search was you figured out who you really were, your own personal development. You figured out how to solve your own problem, and it got you so excited that that's why you opened your self-help or personal development business. So you've got to go within. Instead of just being a naturopath, you need to kind of do your deep soul search, get your aha moment, and be able to verbalize why you do what you do and what problem that you solve pretty much in one statement. And, you know, it's like, I'm the learn to queen. I help you so you can help others, that type of thing. And that gets people's full attention right away, because they, you know, it sounds like something that they want to ask another question about. It's not a monologue. It's a short statement that gets someone to engage with you. So the second clarity goal is your ideal client clarity goal. And this is who benefits from your solution. And, you know, I just said it, but there are zero self-help service providers who have not had this challenging struggle. And sometimes it's hard to talk about, but, you know, the big secret here is this. Everybody's running around saying, I've got the solution to the problem, and they're scared to death that someone's going to find out that you used to have the same problem. You know, we're fine. We're all fine. We can solve your problem. But the truth of the matter is, there's not anyone out there who has that problem, and who has the money to pay someone that they trust to fix that problem, that's going to trust you if they don't hear your story about how you solved that same problem. You've got to open up the door. You've got to get from behind the curtain. You've got to take the mask off. You've got to be authentic and transparent that, yes, I did have this problem, and this is how I solved it, and this is what I can do for you. And unless you can do that, you're running around saying, oh, I'm fine, is not what is going to get your business from where it is right now to where you want it to be. And nobody's going to hear your jungle drum. People are going to be looking for another drum.
Such a great analogy. I always say is the sharing a piece of our soul. They need to know who we are if they're going to do business with us.
That's right. And if you never had any problems, I don't want to do business with you. I don't want perfection. I want someone who's been damaged and pathetic and hopeless and overcame it to help me, because that's, you know, I mean, that's the problem I had to overcome was patheticalism. You know, hopeless-ishness is...
Great words.
And then the last one is your results clarity goal. Now, listen, okay, this is the big one, and this is the one we're going to talk about in a minute. Your expert solution, your results, needs to be specific, and it needs to be guaranteed. I mean, you have got to know what the roadmap looks like before you even get somebody in a basic beginner program. what's going to happen to them in the next 6 months and a year if they stay with you. And if you can't put that down in writing and be able to specifically tell them what they can expect to happen, how long it's going to take, how much it's going to cost, and guarantee the results, then you're not going to get the type of clients that are really going to become a true testimonial of your work. I mean, that is the important part here. And I alluded to this earlier, but this is the bottom line to not having to ask for the sale. Because if you do those three things, if you allow them to know who you are and what you do quickly so that they get their interest aroused, then you let them know who it is you're looking for and what your personal challenge was that you know how to solve. And then you give them that results clarity goal, then they're going to be pulling the checkbook out, and it's not going to matter the amount you ask for. They're going to want you. And that's it. They're not going to settle for anything but you if you can set this up. And it all starts with the first 30 seconds. You've got to get their full attention. Then you've got to let them know you're talking to them. Then you've got to let them know what they're going to get if they stick with you. They don't want to know your resume. They want to know the results.
Everything is about the results, right? It's like, solve my problem. Show me what you can do, or why would I talk to you?
And quickly, because we're all ADD.
Sad but true these days, isn't it?
If you haven't got me in 30 seconds, honey, the chances are slim.
Isn't it? You know, we have to remember that applies in so many parts of our lives too, not just in business, but everywhere. It's unbelievable.
Everywhere. I mean, my dog gets my attention right away with a really annoying bark. You know, but we're self-help and personal development. We want to be soothing.
Right. You want them to feel comfortable. It's about being, we're really working with friends, right? We're working with people that we want to be around with. So I have I was interviewing Dr. Beth Raps the other day, and she called her clients soul colleagues. And I thought that was the most beautiful thing I had heard, because they're her friends and her, you know, the soul friends. It was great.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's so much more beautiful than my jungle tribe. You know?
Unless you're a dancer at heart, in which case the drums totally call to you.
I think I'm going to change my message.
So wonderful. Those were fantastic tips. And yeah, would love to drive them home. That is, yeah, being personal, that's the key in giving them results. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, as a mind, body, spirit entrepreneur as you are, tell me a little bit about how you find your clients. We're going to go a little more marketing. So I know how you now ring them in, but where are you finding your clients? How are you marketing to them?
Well, there's so many ways. And this is what I like to say about my marketing and advertising. Half of it works and half of it doesn't. And if I only knew half.
That's great.
You know, I've got, all right, well, you know, let's be real. Let's take the mask off, Teresa. I mean, I've got probably 8 domains that are all being pushed with landing pages that are God knows where on the World Wide Web. I've got an app, a Gem of the Day with Therese Marone. I've got a radio show, Gems of Wisdom with Therese Marone. I've got a newsletter that I send out. I've got 4 Facebook pages, a Twitter account, LinkedIn. I'm on Hootsuite. I do everything I can possibly do. Plus, I do the warm letters. I make sure I send out personal emails to people one at a time so they don't feel batched. I do personal phone calls. I do speaking engagements locally, regionally, and I have done some nationally. I've got an agent that represents my products that I put out. I've got like 35 products, and I've been an Amazon pick of the day every week for 21 weeks in a row right now. And still, sometimes my little unicorn is out on that rainbow all by herself.
That's a great analogy.
So half of my marketing works and the other half doesn't, if I only knew which half. I will tell you this. If you're asking for advice, you have to be consistent and you have to stay in motion. You can't just do one thing and expect it's going to work unless, and this is the big question that I think all of us come to at a certain point. do we want to be working one-on-one, or do we want to leverage our time with online products and an online presence? And if you want to do one or the other or both, then it takes a little bit more time. You know, if you're working 25 to 30 hours a week one-on-one, then doing all the social media and the contacting and the networking and the speaking engagements and the radio show in order to build an online presence usually is what puts you from the 8 to the 10 to the 12 hours a day. So you need to really get a picture of what you really, really, really want to be doing, spending your time every day, and work towards that. Now, what that meant for myself is I took a sabbatical from my one-on-one client meetings and the ones that were willing to go into a distance or a phone type session that worked really well, so that I could build my online presence for about 6 months. Now I'm doing one-on-ones again one day a week, and I love it. I missed it. But none of us can do it all.
So true. And to find a way to do the passive income with the products, I'm quite impressed with 35 products that you have. That is a nice little passive income you have working for you.
Well, you know, you could also say it's neurotic. I have an addiction to content creation.
Which is fantastic, because I think sometimes that's the scariest part for people, because they're really having to put themselves out there. It's a little different than your one-on-one. This is now you're out in cyberspace and people you don't know can now comment on your product.
Oh, I know. And sometimes you get some bad responses from some of the things. But, you know, the thing is that everybody at least needs a free gift on their website. So, I mean, that's the big list builder. And that's one of my specialties, is helping you find that perfect free gift that will be high converting for you. And once you do that, then, you know, the whole new Emerald City opens up and you realize how much fun it is. And you just kind of get started with your first three-part program, and then you do an ebook, and then, you know, you're hooked. You're doing it.
And then you start seeing the money come in passively and you're like, wow, what else can I build?
Well, I mean, that is a big thing. That first time that I have to say, without any ego, because when this first happened to me, I didn't really realize what was going on. But I've had a passive income through my ballroom dancing products since the mid-90s. I have had a passive income way before this became something that I was hearing about online with online marketing. And it started with checks in the mail, you know, from hard copy products. Like, you know, at first I was selling, my agent was selling my products in places like Barnes & Noble and, you know, stuff like that. But once Amazon opened and they were able to be offered to the entire world and then digitally as downloads, you know, I've seen the whole game change. And I really do understand how hard it is to jump in the game now. You know, there's a trick to being able to get your products seen. Whereas 10 years ago, if you had anything, if any niche, if you had anything close to an online product, it was going to be bought because it was the only thing available. That's not the case anymore.
It's a crowded room now, that's for sure.
It is. So a lot of people are overwhelmed and they think, well, why should I even try? But that's not really true. I mean, you should try. And I know that's not what we're really talking about on our show today, Kimberly, but there is somebody looking for your particular unique story. You just have to learn how to tell it in the right way so that you'll get what I call their full attention, which means they're not ADDing across, you know, a crowded screen. They're like, oh. And they feel your jungle drum in their heart, and they actually pay attention to what you have to say.
Well, you know, since this is an area of expertise for you, since you've done it so long, I mean, I'd love to talk a little bit more about, like, what do you use to, like, grab their attention, and what's your best-selling product?
My best-selling product is something that my daughter always says that if I'm not nice to her, she's going to put on my gravestone. creator of Ultimate Line Dance.
I love it.
Now, I am a United States champion. I'm a serious dancer. I absolutely have nothing but the highest respect, and I am in awe. I am an absolute fan of, you know, the greatest dancers of all time, and I did beautiful, artistic, wonderful titles, and they've done well. But Ultimate Line Dance has done 3 times better than all the rest of my products put together. And
that is great.
And it's dancing by yourself.
Maybe that's why.
It is. You don't have to have a relationship to line dance, which, you know, it's like, okay, that's my best-selling product.
That's great. Any tips for someone that's creating a product on either how to title it or what kind of medium? What have you learned from all your experience?
Well, I have to hire people to help me with the technical stuff. I'll tell you that right now. I am a creator, and I am an expert in the field of creating that emotional connection. So the way that I would want to answer your question, and I hope that that's okay with you, is my 3 top tips to create an emotional connection, whether online or in person, it's the same thing. Do you want to hear that?
Sure, absolutely.
Because my web guy is going, she don't know how to do that.
Yes, but without the content, he doesn't have a job. So
that's right. Now, I can talk about the content, but the actual technical stuff, you know, I don't birth those babies. So my first tip is stop offering hot dogs to vegetarians. Now, how much time do we all spend presenting our product to people that will never, ever, ever say yes to you because they don't have the problem that you solve? So first of all, quit doing that. It's a waste of time. Do not offer hot dogs to vegetarians either. Don't try to cover all the bases. Don't get your name out there. Advertising and marketing has kind of evolved from playing the numbers and getting your name out there to a highly specialized market strategy. So what I say, you know, I have pretty kind of disgusting even analogies. I know you've noticed that by now. But do not cast a wide net. You want to have just one tasty treat on your hook so that you will not be spending your time with fish that are you're just going to catch them and release them. Okay? Don't work with catch and release. Work with a tasty treat that you know that has to do with the problem that you solve and stick with it. And so that means, you know, write your scripts that turn into ebooks or audios or videos about the specific problem that you solve. So that would be my first tip. And you want to make sure that you're speaking the native language right away. Don't think that they want to hear your story first. And don't think that you want to go with your, you know, how you came to do what you do first. Don't. You want, if you're asked that magic question, what do you do? And that could be someone opting into your list to get your free gift. You know, you can ask someone what they do without meeting them virtually now. You need to understand that. Don't blow it. You don't want to describe yourself in that ebook product or in person, you know, in any way, shape, or form that's not addressing what you do, why you're the expert, what problem you solve, and who your ideal client is within the first paragraph, the first 30 seconds. If a video is 20 minutes long, you don't want to wait 5 minutes to get that on there with some fluffy thing that nobody's going to watch. If you don't have it in the first 30 seconds, they're not going to watch it. And the second thing, or maybe am I on the third thing by now?
You might be on the third, but keep talking. It's good.
Yeah, well, if you're speaking the native language and you're not offering hot dogs, you know, and people are vegetarians, then don't offer, I mean, if you're in person for sure, don't offer a sample session. All right. You can offer a laser session for like 15 minutes, but don't send it out there that your first connection with people is going to be for free if you're giving your real product. You know, give them a sample free gift that talks about what they might want to do with you. do a 15-minute laser session or something like that. Call it a consultation, call it a sample. But that 15 minutes is really about you presenting your product and your service, not about solving their problem. If you set it up that they get to sample your real service for free, then you've set up a precedent that is a value problem. You know, you don't want to ever value your true service and problem as being at the level of zero. So if you're giving a free gift in a virtual or a downloadable product, you're not telling them how to solve their problem. You're just explaining to them that you know how to. And if you're giving a 15-minute sample session, you're just supposed to be talking to them about what it would be like if you were to start solving their problem. So that's a perceptual type of thing.
That's fantastic. I absolutely love that. Because it's true, and I correct clients on this all the time about, they're like, well, I'm giving away free, or they discount themselves. So it's half off, or I'm like, your time is much too valuable. If nothing else, it should go up in price. So you have until X time to do it, and then at this time it goes up versus the other way around.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, they've come from a background where they're either an employee, or they haven't worked in a long time, or they've had the type of job where they didn't have to set the price, they didn't have to ask for the money, and they were kind of under an umbrella of, these are the parameters, these are the rules, this is where you sit when you're at work for me. You know, so the choices that we're talking about now are creative choices, how you want to put your business together. And a lot of people do not see that as being fun. They see working in the field that they're like actually sitting down and talking and working with the client. That's fun. But you don't get to do that unless you get the rest of this taken care of. And I actually think it's fun. There's so many ways to structure a self-help and personal development. And it's such a creative part of the way that you add to the collective consciousness. And it's so important that you are able to reach the people that need your goods and services. So I consider that to be part of the fun of being an entrepreneur. Do you, Kimberly? I mean, do you enjoy that?
Absolutely. That's the best part. It's that connection. Absolutely. Fantastic. And you've given so much information. I'm my little mind is awhirl with everything as I'm listening to you. It's been absolutely wonderful. So what have you found is your biggest challenge with marketing?
Well, you know, I'll be really honest. I like doing so many things that a lot of my target market is just confused by me. They're, you know, today I'm talking about my radio show, and tomorrow I'm doing a message clarity free gift, and you know, the day after that I'm crystal healing. And you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, ballroom dancing just doesn't have anything to do with anything else you've done. You know, you're just a mystery, Teresa. And it's really not like that from my point of view. My point of view is that I've always been in the self-help and personal development field, and luxury sales is ballroom dancing. And self-help and personal development is one-on-one. It's about making a change in an hour-to-hour basis, and learning to market online is something that every business has had to learn. So what it really comes back down to is changing somebody, changing their state. I mean, if a person comes in and their problem is they've got a party this weekend and they need to learn to rumba, well, their whole self-image is based upon, are they going to make a fool out of themselves on the dance floor, or, you know, not be able to ask that girl to dance? You know, this is important, or even more important, you know, your wedding day or a special event. So I understand the connection between learning a new skill that's not, you know, left brain written down, this is the way to do it, this is right, this is wrong, 1 + 1 = 2, but something that's kind of ambiguous. And, you know, a good rumba can look a bunch of different ways. So can a healthy psyche or a good nutritional program. So to me, it's all the same mindset. You're trying to get a person from one point of view to feeling better about themselves and being able to do a new skill, like not being addicted to caffeine anymore or losing weight. There's all kinds of personal development problems that we all solve. And it all comes back down to 3 points. I mean, I'm big on the number three. And when you're reaching people or you want to reach people, we all have to provide the same three things, whether it's on an hour basis, whether it's on an ebook, whether it's a downloadable class. And the amount of time that we're given, now that changes, you know, but we all have to provide these three things. We have to connect our message with our story so people know who we are. We have to connect the story to the problem so people can fit themselves into the picture and say, yeah, I can see myself doing that. And we have to make our professional call to action about the results, not the resume, because no one in this business really cares how you found the answers to your problem. They just want to know, can you solve theirs? And if you just keep that in mind, then a lot of your problems in running your business will go away. And the ones that don't go away, you can hire.
That's perfect. It's so true. And I love, you know, I like that you bring up the call to action, because so many times, even when someone finally decides, okay, I'm going to charge for my service and put this out there, sometimes there is no call to action. So there's no reason for someone to step forward and move forward with them.
Well, that would be a problem. And that
it would be a huge problem for a lot of people.
Well, you know, first of all, if you know the problem that you solve, and I know the problem that I solve the problem of people who can't do their call to action. I can solve that problem really quickly. Call me. But if you're able to do that deep soul search and figure out why you're really doing what you're doing, you know, I mean, go through the layers and get that word professionalism off the table. All right. Just put that somewhere else, because professionalism in this business, I mean, it sounds like a really nice place and the brochure looks great, but I don't think I've ever really been there successfully. Because if you want to come across as a professional, then you're just going to turn people off. They want to know something more real. And there's boundaries, there's borders, there's, you know, there's ways to share that are acceptable and non-acceptable. But people need to know that you solved a problem that they have. And you can't do that by saying, hi, my name's Teresa. Yes, I'm in the self-help and personal development business, and I help people solve their goals. People don't care about that.
So true. They want to know the details. Share, and like you said, you know, create the story, put them in the story, and show them the problem and how you solve it. It's great.
Yeah, I learned that in the dance business. So, you know, that to me, that's how I learned how to do this, because the people that came into me did not look like they had a problem in the world. They were all lawyers and accountants, and they were driving a Lexus or a Jaguar, and their big problem was that their Manolo Blahniks hadn't come in time, in the you know, and they're wearing Bulgari, and I'm sitting here, you know, struggling to make ends meet and raising my children, and didn't know if I was going to be able to make it. And when I heard their problem, I thought, wow, you know, that's a real first world problem. And, you know, I kind of got jaded a little bit about it when I look back on that. And that's what sent me into the world of trying to find out a little bit more about why they were so insecure about having to have designer shoes in order to feel that they fit in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wanted to dig deeper, and that's what set me on my soul purpose. So my message here is that it doesn't matter where you are and what genre you are in or what part of life you're in, you can make a difference from anywhere.
So true. We all have a gift, and we have to remember that. We all have a gift, and someone who may look perfect on the outside, everyone has a problem too.
They do.
And you just might be able to solve it for them. And that's the key. So looking back on your journey with all this amazing stuff that you've done, if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently?
I would have made a mistake. You know, when I look back on it, and I had to probably hit my 50th birthday and look back upon my 50th birthday. So all of you out there who are wondering if you're in your 40s, there is clarification ahead.
I love it. That's good to know.
Every single step of the journey that I took, it was when I didn't think it through and when things looked like they were falling apart and sending me in other directions. If I had tried to plan this journey, I would have made a mistake. And I'm only right now really feeling grateful. I had an email yesterday from my agent in New York. And I've had the same agent for 25 years, and there's been many times that I didn't have good sales, and, you know, I had a couple of series come out that no one wanted, and, you know, you have good titles and you have bad products and stuff like that, but I just got picked up in 150 new stores yesterday.
Wow.
And you know what they wanted? They did not want my new stuff with all the stars that I have in my new stuff, because I quit doing my own demonstrations in my mid-40s. I thought, you know what, I've got to be able to segue into hiring young people to be my stars, and I've got to just be the producer, because, you know, I mean, I felt like my products would become irrelevant if I didn't target the youth market. But the titles they wanted was the ones that I was in. And I've got a whole new market out there. Of course, you know, it was me in the 90s. And, you know, we say that we filmed it in the 90s. Of course, we're not lying, but they loved what I did. And these are national, you know, multinational, United States and Canada companies. 150 new stores are picking up my products. 2 years ago, I thought, you know what? My products have become irrelevant. Dancing with the Stars has run me out of business, and I don't have a market anymore. I better do something new. And then I get that email yesterday, and that's the thing. That open mind and that creativity and that coming fresh to every new day is the most important gift that anyone in this business can have. Because when you get that email and it feels so good and you still realize, well, I did start another new line and all that. I mean, you just can't see the road ahead. You cannot see it. You can't plan for it. You can just live today the best that you can do that.
Beautiful message. And congratulations on that. That is absolutely fantastic.
I tell you, I started crying. I never saw that coming.
And, you know, sometimes the greatest gifts and surprises, like, they just come out of nowhere. And you turn around and you're like, wow, so unanticipated, which makes it just that much more beautiful.
Back to the question you asked me is, what do I do to create clients? I don't know. I have no idea. You know, there might be a chicken somewhere that you set the bones just right, or a crystal I've got that's working for me. But, you know, I have no idea.
That's how we all know the universe is working for us at every moment. That's the amazing part of life.
Yeah, that it is.
So wonderful. Well, you have been incredible. And the information you've given, which was just fantastic. I love how you came with the concept of the money and asking for the money and how really put ourselves out there. That was beautifully done. And if my listeners wanted to find you, to get a hold of you and get more information on what you do, where are they going to find you?
Well, you can find me at my name, teresamarone.us, and that's kind of the gateway. And I've got a free gift for everyone. I bet that comes as no surprise. It's called Message Clarity in 30 Seconds, and it pretty much will tell you everything I was talking about today with more detail in case you would like to learn my message. And I would love to have you visit me online.
Fantastic. So that's everybody. So it's Teresa Marone, M-A-R-O-N, .us, because I know you love the .us.
I am a U.S. girl.
Good old Texas U.S., right?
Yes, ma'am. And it drives my web guy crazy. He's like, how are people going to find you? And I said, well, I'm from the U.S., .us.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been really, really a blessing to have you here.
Oh, Kimberly, it's a blessing to have been here, and I would love to invite you to be on my show.
Thank you. fantastic. I cannot wait.
Let's do it. Okay.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.